This article is brought to you by the best-selling books they write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why people with high self-awareness still repeat the same relationship patterns. Knowing yourself clearly is not enough to change how you connect. In short, high self-awareness gives you a clear picture of who you are. It does not automatically change what you do. Many self-aware people repeat the same relationship patterns not because they lack insight, but because they have confused knowing the pattern with breaking it. Awareness and behavior change are two different skills. Insight without action under pressure becomes a comfortable story, not a solution. The gap between what you know about yourself and what you do under stress is where patterns survive. Definition: high self-awareness is the ongoing capacity to observe your own thoughts, feelings, and behavioral patterns with clarity and honesty. It means recognizing your emotional triggers, understanding how you affect others, and seeing yourself accurately, even when that picture is uncomfortable. I watched a woman I know spend 8 years becoming genuinely self-aware. She read everything. She went to therapy. She could describe her attachment patterns with clinical precision. And then she walked straight into the same relationship dynamic she had just spent 3 years examining. She was not foolish. She was not in denial. She simply believed that knowing the pattern was the same as changing it. It is not. High self-awareness, honestly pursued, is one of the most valuable capacities a person can develop. But it carries a specific trap that almost nobody talks about. And if you do not see it clearly, all that hard-won insight becomes something closer to a very detailed map of a road you keep walking down anyway. The trap inside genuine self-knowledge. There is a particular kind of pain reserved for people who know themselves well. They can see the pattern forming. They can name the trigger. They can even predict, with some accuracy, how it will end. And still it happens. This is not a failure of self-awareness. It is a failure to understand what self-awareness actually is and is not. Awareness is a perceptual skill. It sharpens your ability to observe yourself. Behavior change is a practice skill. It requires repetition under pressure, in real conditions, over time. These are different things. Conflating them is the core mistake. Most self-aware people never receive that distinction clearly, so they keep adding more insight, more reflection, more analysis, wondering why the pattern persists. What the repeating mistakes actually look like. Here are 6 specific mistakes I see in people with genuine, hard-earned self-awareness. At least one of them will be uncomfortably familiar. 1. Using insight as a substitute for action. What it looks like: you explain your pattern clearly and articulately, often to the other person, often in real time. I know I do this because of how I grew up. The explanation is accurate. Nothing changes. Why it happens: insight produces a feeling of progress. Naming something feels like doing something. The brain rewards the explanation because it temporarily reduces anxiety about the behavior. Why it matters: the person across from you does not need your explanation. They need a different experience of you. Every time you explain without changing, you train the relationship to tolerate the pattern. What to do? After your next insight moment, ask 1 question. What would I do differently right now if I were not doing this? Then do that, without the explanation, first. In my experience, the explanation is often a kindly worded stall. The courage is in the different action, not the articulate description. 2. Practicing self-awareness only in calm conditions. What it looks like: you are reflective and grounded in conversation, in journaling, in quiet moments. Under real emotional pressure, in a heated exchange or a moment of rejection, the pattern fires exactly as it always has. Why it happens: self-awareness developed in low-stress conditions does not automatically transfer to high-stress conditions. The nervous system under pressure does not access the reflective brain easily. Awareness built in calm weather does not prepare you for the storm. Why it matters: relationships generate pressure. The moments that shape them are rarely calm. If your self-awareness only functions when you are not threatened, it is not yet a working tool. What to do? Build a small, specific script for your highest risk moment. Not a philosophy, a sentence. Before I respond, I will take 1 breath and name what I am feeling. Practice that script when you are calm, so it is available when you are not. This is the kind of concrete preparation that the core framework addresses directly. I learned this one badly in my 40s. All the self-knowledge in the world left me the moment my voice rose. 3. Treating self-awareness as a fixed achievement rather than a practice. What it looks like: you have done significant inner work, therapy, reading, reflection, and you regard your self-knowledge as largely complete. New feedback surprises or irritates you. Why it happens? Self-awareness feels like progress, and progress feels like arrival. The more work you have done, the more resistant you become to evidence that there is still more to see. Why it matters. Blind spots do not disappear because you are self-aware. They migrate. The areas you cannot yet see are precisely those that keep the pattern running. When self-awareness stops growing, it starts protecting. What to do? Treat self-awareness as a practice, not a credential. Identify one person who knows you well and ask them, is there something I do in close relationships that I seem unaware of? Then listen without explaining. Here is the truth of it. The most dangerous blind spot is the one you stopped looking for. 4. Applying self-awareness inward, but not outward. What it looks like. You have deep insight into your own inner world, but limited awareness of your impact on others in real time. You know what you feel. You often miss what you cause. Why it happens. Introspection is a solitary act. You develop it alone, in your own mind. Interpersonal awareness, seeing your effect on someone as it happens, requires a different focus outward, not inward. Why it matters. Relationship patterns are not solo performances. They are dances. If you're watching only your own feet, you will keep stepping on the same person's toes, with total self-awareness and no improvement. What to do? In your next significant conversation, spend 60 seconds watching the other person's face and posture instead of monitoring your own internal state. The reaction is data you are currently missing. This is a counterintuitive one. More introspection is not always the answer. Sometimes you need to look up. 5. Confusing self-acceptance with self-exemption. What it looks like. You have reached a healthy acceptance of your flaws and limitations, which is genuinely good. But somewhere along the way, acceptance became permission. This is just how I'm sounds like peace, but functions like a wall. Why it happens. Self-acceptance is taught as an unconditional virtue. Nobody adds the caveat accept your patterns with compassion, and then change the ones that hurt people. Without that caveat, acceptance quietly becomes justification. Why it matters. The people in your life experience your patterns as behavior, not as identity. Your acceptance of yourself does not reduce the impact on them. This is the gap where relationships quietly erode. What to do? Separate the two things clearly. Accept that you have this pattern. Do not accept that you must keep acting on it. One is about compassion. The other is about responsibility. 6. Using self-awareness to manage perception rather than change behavior. What it looks like. You acknowledge your patterns, sometimes publicly and disarmingly, which earns your reputation for honesty and humility. But the acknowledgement precedes the behavior rather than replacing it. You name it, then do it anyway. Why it happens. Self-disclosure is socially rewarded. Admitting your flaws makes others trust you, lower their guard, and often forgive you faster. The reward is so consistent that the disclosure becomes a strategy, usually without the person realizing it. Why it matters. Over time, the people close to you notice. The admission without change becomes its own pattern. Trust erodes not because you're dishonest, but because the honesty never leads anywhere. What to do? The next time you feel the urge to acknowledge a pattern before acting on it, stop and ask whether the acknowledgement is preparing you to change or preparing others to accept. One of those is courage. The other is clever management. I have done this. I'm not proud of it, but I understand it now, and that has made a difference. 7. Knowing the root cause, but avoiding the discomfort of changing it. What it looks like. You have genuinely traced the pattern back to its origin. You know where it comes from. And you have quietly decided that this knowledge is enough, because the actual work of changing it requires sustained discomfort you are not yet ready for. Why it happens. Understanding a root cause is intellectually satisfying. It creates a narrative that feels complete. The narrative is not complete. It is just the beginning. But beginnings feel like progress, and progress feels like enough. Why it matters. Knowing why you do something gives you no automatic protection against doing it again. The cause is not the cure. What to do? Identify one concrete situation where this pattern predictably fires. Prepare a specific alternative response for that situation. Practice it once before it happens next. One prepared alternative is worth more than 1,000 hours of accurate explanation. The root that grows all of these. Looking across all 7 mistakes, one cause produces most of them. Self-awareness was developed as a cognitive and reflective skill, not as a behavioral practice. Most people learn self-awareness through thinking, journaling, therapy, reading, introspection. These tools build an accurate internal map. They do not build new roads. The gap is not in the quality of insight. It is in the absence of deliberate, repeated practice in real relational conditions. Knowing what you do is a starting point. Doing something different under pressure, consistently, across time, is the actual destination. The gap between those two things is where every one of these mistakes lies. This same principle appears in how people develop other communication skills. Understanding how the confidence-competence loop shapes behavior under pressure helps explain why insight, without practice, produces so little lasting change. Awareness raises your confidence. Only practice builds the competence to act differently. A quick diagnostic. Where are you right now? Read each statement. Answer yes or no, honestly. I can describe my main relationship patterns clearly and in detail. I can explain where those patterns came from. I often explain my patterns to people I'm close to. My self-awareness feels mostly complete. I'm rarely surprised by new feedback about myself. I'm more comfortable reflecting on myself alone than asking others what they observe. I feel that accepting a pattern and changing it to the same kind of work. I acknowledge my patterns honestly, but often act on them anyway. I am less self-aware under emotional pressure than I am in calm moments. Scoring 0 to 2 yes answers. Your self-awareness is actively connected to behavior. The patterns you carry are being genuinely worked on. 3 to 5 yes answers. You have real insight, but it is outpacing your practice. The gap between knowing and doing is where your work is. 6 to 8 yes answers. Your self-awareness may be functioning more as a story you tell than a tool you use. The discomfort of genuine change has likely been deferred. That is where to start. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The first move worth making. If you recognize yourself in this article, the first move is not more reflection. You have enough insight. What you need is a single specific situation and a single specific alternative response, prepared in advance. Choose the relationship pattern that costs you the most. Identify the moment just before it fires, the trigger point. Write down one concrete thing you could do differently in that moment. Practicing it, or doing it, once before it is needed. That is the beginning of building high self-awareness into something that actually changes your relationships, rather than just describing them accurately. When it comes to managing the pressure that fires your patterns, the core framework gives you a practical method for staying grounded when feedback triggers your defenses, which is exactly the kind of high-pressure moment where self-awareness most often fails. The same principles that help leaders develop a stronger, more consistent voice apply here. Insight opens the door. Practice is what walks through it. High self-awareness is not the problem. Stopping there is. Frequently asked questions. What is high self-awareness in emotional intelligence? High self-awareness in emotional intelligence means you can observe your own thoughts, feelings, and behavioral patterns with clarity and honesty. It involves recognizing your triggers, patterns, and impact on others. It is the foundation of emotional intelligence, but awareness alone does not produce change. Why does high self-awareness not prevent relationship problems? High self-awareness tells you what you do, but not always why you keep doing it. Without converting that insight into new behavior under real emotional pressure, patterns persist. Awareness without action is observation without intervention, and observation alone changes nothing in your relationships. How do you break repeating relationship patterns with self-awareness? Breaking repeating patterns requires moving from observation to deliberate practice. Name the specific behavior, identify the moment just before it happens, and prepare a concrete alternative response. Insight tells you where you are. Only repeated practice in real conditions rewires the pattern over time. Can someone have high self-awareness and still be emotionally reactive? Yes, high self-awareness and emotional reactivity coexist more often than people realize. You can accurately label your anger or anxiety in real time and still act on it. Naming a feeling is not the same as regulating it. Regulation is a separate skill that awareness alone does not provide. What is the difference between self-awareness and self-reflection? Self-reflection is the process of looking back at your thoughts and actions, usually after an event. Self-awareness is the ongoing, real-time capacity to observe yourself as things happen. Reflection is a tool that builds awareness, but awareness in the moment, when it matters, is the harder and more valuable skill. Why do self-aware people defend their patterns instead of changing them? Because high self-awareness often becomes part of a person's identity. Knowing yourself becomes a form of self-protection. When a pattern is named, the self-aware person may explain it rather than challenge it, using insight as evidence of self-knowledge rather than as a prompt to change. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.